Good morning. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon of District 3. This morning I have the podcast. It's been officially 89 days since the 62nd Board of Commissioners were sworn into office. As many listening know, there's been a number of key issues that have been discussed in the past 89 days. We've also hit the ground running on several ordinances that have either passed or in process to be considered in the near future. I was pleased to see my fellow commissioners support my motion to strengthen the supermajority tax ordinance unanimously. While the supermajority resolution was originally passed by the 59th board in 2011, which requires a supermajority vote to raise taxes, meaning four of the five commissioners would have to approve that, the updated supermajority resolution that we passed and strengthened under a unanimous vote would also require a four-commissioner vote to remove said resolution. The reason for updating that was to remove an opportunity which would allow potentially any commissioner board, present or future, to remove the resolution and then just raise taxes by a simple three-majority vote. Strengthening this, I think, was a commitment to the people of Carroll County during this time of record inflation and economic uncertainty, and we need to search for innovative ways outside the status quo with executing the budget in a fiscally responsible manner. The Board of Commissioners is also currently looking at a potential moratorium on solar and ag. The reasoning is that when the ordinance was passed, there were a handful of callers online for the public hearing, and there has been a wide array of concern regarding both health and safety, as well as other zoning issues relating to these solar fields. The conversation recently was held with a public hearing that was split, and I understand and have been listening to both sides on this matter. Some believe that those against it are only looking to look across at the beautiful farmland and it's taking away from their property, while others feel that they have their property rights, which they do have, and they feel that if it is allowed on their property, they should be allowed to do so. I understand and am listening to all sides regarding this matter. I also understand that there are concerns by some questioning that they needed to be protected from industrial usage on ag land. I personally have raised this question several times in regards to this, that if the areas that would be potentially placed with a solar field might eventually see rezoning by the state as it's then being utilized for industrial use. Also, there are potential scenarios within these 20-year solar agreements where there could be an extension to the contract after the 20 years is up. Could property owners see significant change to their property taxes if they put solar fields in? That is a question that will be determined in the future. I appreciate the parties on both sides of the issue who have been kind enough to allow me to visit their properties and learn more and see firsthand their concerns in person, and this will be a topic that the board will be voting on in the near future. Another important topic that was brought up recently that I brought forward to the board, and it was received and is currently being drafted for a possible ordinance, is a nuisance business ordinance. One of the things we face as communities increase in size as well as business and population is the challenges our law enforcement faces due to crime and other issues. We've seen it in other areas as well as our own. There are businesses within our county as a whole that make up an extensive amount of calls to law enforcement, be it the sheriff's department, be it the local municipality, and also Maryland State Police. The thought behind this ordinance would be one in which we try to ask the businesses to assist and correct in curtailing these challenges, as in some cases we are seeing incredible volume where law enforcement is spending multiple visits a day to various businesses and contending with these issues. This will be a topic that should be brought forward and be discussed in more detail in the near future. Another recent conversation has been the question of bonuses to various organizations that the county funds but are not technically part of county government. While we all appreciate the hard work of all of the individuals and these organizations, one of the challenges when looking at this currently is first and foremost, the request for possible bonuses is out of cycle, meaning that we are looking at funding this through surplus money that the county currently has when we are solely weeks away of going into budget conversation. The challenge here is that we may end up spending money in a piecemeal situation instead of looking at the larger, bigger picture that requires a complete view. It comes down to perspective and looking at the entirety, not just the up-close piece within our budgetary options. The question is, with the upcoming issues of recession, already inflation, the challenges across the entire county budget, including paid fire EMS, the mandates from the state of Maryland, educational requirements, blueprint, and all of it together, are we being fiscally sound and fiscally conservative and taking a piecemeal approach at this moment, which while I can appreciate and respectfully understand where these organizations are coming from, would there potentially be a better manner in which to do it and look at the whole picture, not just a up-close piece? As we've begun to look at this budget cycle, as well as the various requests and also the situation regarding potential bonuses for various organizations, one does have to ask the question, where are we going to get all the money to pay for all the needs and necessities and requirements? As I stated in my State of the County address, we have to look for innovative ways to move our county forward. This cannot be accomplished simply by raising taxes and fees. Albert Einstein said it best, quote, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results." The question I have to personally ponder, and we should all ponder as citizens of this great county, is, are we caught in that definition of insanity? With the looming challenges coming down the road, be it issues and mandates from the state of Maryland, be it the economy, can we afford to do things the way we've always done them? Or do we need to sit down and take a hard look at what we can do to improve our county, but do it in such a manner that we are not harshly affecting the taxpayers, the public? Personally, I know of examples that this can be done. I know that these examples are not currently being utilized, and it is something that I will be bringing up multiple examples in the coming months. It's not going to be a simple change. It is something that will require time, commitment, and perseverance to get there, but it is not an issue of raising taxes and fees, because the people of Carroll County deserve a Board of County Commissioners that serves them, a Board of County Commissioners that looks out for them. What might affect one resident financially might be a small lift for one and a large, heavy lift for another. We have to look out for everyone when we make our fiscal and financial decisions. The money that we spend in the county budget is not our money. It's the people's money. It's not the government's money. And I would ask all of you to take a serious thought when looking and considering the movements that we and decisions we make as county commissioners. You have and are involved in this process. I would ask you to seriously consider reaching out and letting us know what your thoughts are as we move forward, be it bonuses, be it the budget. These processes, we need your input. You can email us at commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, I would strongly recommend, if you have a thought, a comment, an opinion on these topics, please let it be heard. Know that we are reading your emails. We do take them seriously into consideration. I will tell you that firsthand, I spend a lot of time reading them, and I use and include all of them in my decision-making process for you, the people of Carroll County. Last but not least, I am following the footsteps, I guess I would say, of two of my colleagues, and I will be holding a District 3 town hall meeting on March 8th. I will be holding not one, but two town hall meetings, as I understand the amount of the population that is not here during the day and commutes. So I have made the option to be available for you, the public, both at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Both of those town hall meetings will be held at the Westminster Senior Center. One daytime and one evening, again, 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. The plan and the desire for me was to accommodate more citizens and to allow you to have your input regarding the budget and any other topics you feel the need or desire to discuss. I'm here to listen to you, and as I have stated since day one, my door is open and I'm happy to listen to you. I look forward to seeing those of you that turn out, and I look forward to hearing more of your thoughts and concerns, and I will take them all into consideration as we work hard for you in this great county that we all live in and love. Thank you.